certain crops grow better in specific climates. That was certainly the case for farmers in southern Alabama. However, when their cash crop was suddenly decimated, they had to find something else to take its place. What resulted is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the mid-19-teens, southern Alabama's cotton crops were ravaged by the boll weevil. County agriculture agents suggested farmers diversify their cropping options.
There was a Mr. Sessions who was dealing on a small level with peanuts, and he traveled to North Carolina and Virginia to observe what they were doing in growing peanuts.
Douglas Bradley shares the story from Enterprise, Alabama. He says their message of crop diversification began to be implemented.
In 1916, there was a Mr. Baston that was planting 125 acres south of town. So Mr. Sessions talked Mr. Baston into growing peanuts only in 1916. Mr. Baston reluctantly agreed to do that while everyone else was planting cotton again.
The results were impressive.
Mr. Baston harvested his peanuts and cleared $8,000 that year. Well, that really turned the cash crop around from being cotton to peanuts.
Local farmers took notice, and acres began to shift from cotton to peanuts.
In 1920, Coffee County was the largest producer of peanuts in the country, and farm income in 1920 had reached $7,887,000.
And so the peanut saved agriculture in the area, and the residents were so grateful, they built a monument to something once unthinkable. What is it? The answer, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Enterprise, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCrae.